A number of midrashim at the beginning of Vayikra Rabbah on Parshas Kedoshim, which is found in the Vayikra Rabbah Parsha Chaf Dalet, in a number of those midrashim, they focus on the opening pasuk of this week's Parsha of Kedoshim to you. And I'd like to focus on three different teachings that are found in the Medrash, each of which is fascinating and provides insight into this Parsha and into the nature of sanctity and holiness into Kedusha. And what I find particularly fascinating is that the three midrashim that we'll study, each are focusing on a different nuance of the opening pasuk in the Parsha. That pasuk, as is well known, technically the second pasuk in the Parsha, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe l'amor, what does Hashem tell Moshe to do? Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, you should speak to the entire congregation of the Jewish people, of Amarta Elihem, you should tell them, Kedoshim to you, they shall be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I, Hashem, your God, am holy. That is the famous pasuk at the outset of the Parsha. So in the very first medrash here in Parsha Chavdalid Simon Aleph, the medrash takes note of the continuation of the pasuk, which seems to be tola, which seems to make contingent the ability and the command of the Jewish people to be holy, kadoshim to you, on the fact that Hashem himself is holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. And the implicit question that the Medrash here seems to be bothered with is that it seems to be simply inconceivable. How could anything be comparable to God's holiness? How can we in any way compare, let alone command the Jews to strive for, something based on Hashem's holiness? Hashem is completely sui generis. There's nothing, he's incomparable, he's unique beyond what we can put into words. We can't even fathom God's full holiness, let alone try to compare ourselves even aspirationally to that. So what could the pasuk mean? And in fact, the Medrash here has a very creative reading of the pasuk. Amar b'Shimon ben Yochai, Amos ha'shmo shakadosh baruch hu miskadel b'olamo, b'shah she'osa midas hadin b'rashayim. In fact, says the Medrash, that's actually not how you should read the pasuk. What the pasuk is really telling us is that through the elevation of the Jewish people, through our being perceived as special in Kadosh, the elevation and status of the Jewish people, then Hashem's name is sanctified in this world. Where did the Medrash get it from? The proof text that is brought before the selection I read a moment ago is the pasuk in Yeshaya in Parakeh, Vayigba Hashem Tzvaos Bamishpat. When is Hashem Vayigba? When is Hashem's name elevated? When is Hashem truly achieve the respect and acclaim that he deserves in this world? Bamishpat. When the world can perceive his mishpat. And based on the continuation of that pasuk, says the Medrash, as I previously mentioned, when Hashem punishes the wicked non-Jews who live immorally, who persecute the Jewish people, when Hashem's judgment is perceived in this world, then it's miskadel ba'olamo b'shah she'osa midas hadin b'rashayim. When we can see God's judgment and the righteous are elevated, i.e. the Jewish people, and the wicked among the non-Jews who persecute and live immorally are punished, then yisgadal miskadel ba'olamo, Hashem's name is elevated in this world. So it's not actually making our aspiration of holiness contingent on Hashem's holiness, but on the contrary, almost in a reverse, saying, when is Hashem's holiness perceived? When the Jewish people are in a very good state in this world, i.e. when Hashem's judgment is perceived in this world, and the Jewish people who live righteously are treated appropriately, and those who are wicked are punished appropriately in this world. Unfortunately, obviously what the Medrash is taking into account is that much of the time, for whatever reason, which we cannot understand Hashem's mysterious ways, but much of the time in this world, we don't see Hashem's judgment. We take it as a matter of faith that there is judgment that we can't always perceive, even in this world, and certainly we believe that in the next world, there will be a divine reckoning and an ultimate justice to be paid, punishment to be levied, reward to be given. But the Medrash is acknowledging that nevertheless, in that reality, Hashem's greatness is not always perceived in this world. But when is Hashem's name miskadel? When is Hashem's name great in this world? When his justice is perceived, and therefore when the Jewish people who are acting morally are elevated, and when people who acted immorally are punished. This is a fascinating insight of the Medrash, which not only connects the destiny and the fate being intertwined in the Jewish people and Hashem, itself a topic worthy of more contemplation, as well as an acknowledgement that when justice in this world is perceived, it is a kiddush Hashem, and when the opposite is the case, unfortunately, it does seem like an absence, a chilul Hashem. Okay, a second medrash, a few paragraphs later in Simen Hey, focuses on the fact that the opening pasuk, as we previously read, is where Moshe is told to speak to Kol Adas B'nai Israel, to speak to the entire congregation of Israel, something which we don't find by most psukim or most mitzvos. And the medrash notes this, and in fact takes note of this, and says that yes, that is coming to teach us that this parsha, Ne'emra B'Hakel, was said in front of an exceptionally large group. I don't know if it means literally the entire Jewish people or a much larger group than usual, but Moshe wasn't meant to just disseminate this teaching, you know, through Aaron and then from Aaron to Zakenim and from Zakenim to other leaders and eventually have an efficient system of distribution of the message as the Gemara describes other parts of the Torah being taught to the Jewish people, but rather Moshe himself was to teach the entire Jewish people or at least some huge percentage of it all at once. And that is because, says the Medrash, Rov Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba, that if you go through the Parsha of Kedoshim, so many, in fact, the Medrash suggests a majority, but at least many of the incredibly important principles of the Torah are included in this parsha, including sexual morality, keeping Shabbos, some world of karbonos and kachim, gifts to the poor, v'hatnerecha kamocha, other interpersonal laws, etc., etc. Many, many foundational and important mitzvos are mentioned here. And in fact, in the continuation of the Medrash, Rabbi Levi says that in fact, you can find parallels to every one of the Aseret Sedibros, all 10 of the 10 commandments, all the Aseret Sedibros, you can find parallel mitzvos to those 10 in this week's Parsha. Again, highlighting the fact that this is a uniquely foundational Parsha with many, many fundamental mental principles. Last but not least is a third Medrash here in Chav Dalet Vav, in which the Medrash focuses on the fact that the end of Parshas Achrimos dealt with illicit sexual relations, and now we have Kedusha, and that juxtaposition, says the Medrash, is coming to teach us, Shkol makom sh'atamotze geder erva, atamotze Kedusha, that sexual morality is a key to holiness.